ticket stock. It is 12:11, and the orphanage is still here. Why, I'm not really sure, because it's not like we slayed it for the last 2 hours, but
speak for yourself. I absolutely crushed it.
We welcome you to the Irving Convention Center. It's brought to you by Texas Motor Speedway and Bud Light. And there's lots left to do today, so please come out here just off of 114. And it's like at Northwest Highway and 114, kind of, sort of,
yep.
I guess. And we are now joined by Corby Davidson.
Hello.
Give it up for the snake, people.
Hello, ticket stock. With your tepid reaction.
That's a smattering. Let the people listening on the radio believe that there are actually people here.
Yeah.
So give it up for the snake.
There you go.
Hey.
It's better. It's what I deserve.
That's more what you're used to.
Yes.
Bunch of bitches. Is that the guy you just talked to?
What do you think?
If I had to pick one guy out of the crowd.
Yeah. Which guy is Hashish Fudge?
Is he at Hashish Fudge?
You know what?
You're actually
a better looking guy than you sound like on the radio.
Oh, he's a handsome fellow.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, you probably should just stop doing drugs, first off. I don't need to be too generic, but stop doing drugs.
And take a shower.
Maybe put some other sitcom pants on.
Maybe something a little more recent.
Right. Like maybe move up higher in the 80s. Maybe go Family Matters. And then
maybe something a little more recent.
Right. Like maybe move up higher in the 80s. Maybe go Family Matters. And then I think that you're destined to meet someone. Maybe move up higher in the 80s. Maybe go Family Matters. And then I think that you're destined to meet someone. Yeah, he's a good looking kid. Maybe move up higher in the 80s. Maybe go Family Matters. And then I think that you're destined to meet someone. Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
Very good looking
kid. How old are you? They could shoot you up to 10 times and you would live.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
And you're fine like 2 days later. Would you do it just to have the feeling of getting shot on bath salts?
You're insane.
Am I?
Yes.
I think I would. I want to know what it's like to get shot.
No, you don't.
And live, not die.
God, I've been waiting for this opportunity.
Like in the chest?
Yeah,
or,
anywhere. Head, any of it.
How about the chick in The Leftovers where you wear a bulletproof vest and you hire a hooker to come over and shoot you in the chest?
Did that get her off or something?
Yeah, it made her feel
mortality.
Thank goodness those kids are on iPads right now and not listening.
Yeah, I would do that. If I'm guaranteed to live and not eat someone's face,
okay.
I would
so
do it.
Irving Police, surely one of them has a.
They would love
to
shoot
me. Let's take
the
Irving Police challenge.
Yes, Irving Police. Surely one of them has a bulletproof vest in their cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in here.
By the way, sissies.
Whoa.
Corby puts on the vest, stands here right in front of the crowd at ticket stock, and then the cop goes 10 paces and just blows you the hell away.
Yeah, I take like 8 rounds.
Yeah, just unloads his 9 right into your
chest. Here's a question. Would the cop get in trouble?
He would be put on administrative leave, but he's still getting paid. What does he care?
It'd be like The Hangover, you know, with tasing Zach Galifianakis in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you sign a release, you're like, yeah, I totally want you to shoot me.
You sign a full release.
Yeah, that'd work. All right, he signed a release. I guess I can shoot him now.
No, you don't want to get shot. You really get bruised. I mean, like, that stuff is very, very
painful.
Well,
if you're out of shape, but core work, bro.
Okay.
Core work.
Attention, America. There's no talking to Corby right now.
I want to know what happened to you.
He is the greatest athlete at the ticket.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, too.
I will.
I'm more interested in what happened to this guy last night.
You know what? It's a typical dummy over here who, when he has a chance to get a full 8 hours sleep, we leave ticket stock at 10 o'clock or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He can go home, be in bed at 11.
Yeah.
He goes right home.
Uh-huh.
He gets his iPad, his Kindle, his Mac, his desktop. They're all four in a line like Elvis's TVs, and he sits there for 8 hours just staring at him.
That's so not true.
People getting kicked in the nuts on YouTube.
I didn't even go online last night.
I don't believe you.
I didn't.
You went out, didn't you?
I've not turned on my TV.
How much alcohol did you have last night after ticket stock?
Danny, these are quantities that are hard to quantify, so I can't really... I would say...
Did you drink wine?
I would say none. No, I really didn't.
But he won't sleep.
I don't sleep. That's my problem.
He doesn't sleep. He can't.
Do you have a monkey in your head that just clangs cymbals all night long?
I have an army of monkeys in my head.
You know what? He has. He does. It's like
an organized militia of monkeys.
It's like Planet of the Apes in his head at all times, wearing bulletproof vests. He and Mike Reiner have the biggest monkey brigade head at the ticket.
You know who's gotten better?
Does Mike not sleep either?
No.
Man, I swear, I probably, this week I've averaged 2.5 hours a night and no naps.
Have you ever tried...
I'm trying to get a hold of this problem, too.
Have you ever tried, like, Ambien or melatonin or
You know, I think that Ambien is... It's not good for me, I'll say that.
Okay.
Because I think that it's so... You know, there's all these different reports that have come out about that, and if they're a sponsor, I want to make sure I encourage everyone to support our sponsors.
Eat all of the Ambien.
Yes, take a whole candy dish of Ambien with you wherever you go.
All of the Ambiens.
But what about like melatonin, something
but, you
that's
know, some
natural.
People like they sleep eat on Ambien or they'll sleep drive. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about Tylenol BM?
Yeah. I think you're saying that
he's saying it right.
This is like a laxative combined with acetaminophen.
It's where you sleep through the first dump of the morning.
Right, because you're sleeping so soundly, you just poop yourself.
Huh.
By the way, Corby, is it Baker
Let's
Brothers?
See those ads.
Is it Baker Brothers that if you call them in the AM, they'll be there by the BM?
No, it's not Baker Brothers, but I've heard that ad, and I would encourage them to.
All right. I'm on the phone with you now. When you going to show up?
I'm crowning.
Gross.
Better hurry.
It's your commercial. It's your commercial.
All right, now,
mine.
I'm giving birth to it, but boy, this umbilical's long.
Jesus. So...
The speakers are not on.
No, they're
right?
not. Yeah, no, these people.
Judging by reactions.
I welcome you people that just came in from Kansas who have never heard of the station before. Clearly.
Yeah, you're for sports talk.
Right. So my body demands 8 hours, and if I don't get it, then I'm just a total wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think over the course of time, since my 20s or whatever, I've been like, I'll try to go to bed around the same time. And I heard you guys talking about this, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, like, a set schedule, it helps you sleep better. But you have no schedule, do you?
Well, no, I have the morning show.
I mean, prior to that, like, you could go to bed at 10 o'clock and get 6 hours, 7 hours of sleep. But
I could.
You choose. Yeah.
Do you ever nap?
I really can't. It's like nighttime is a good hanging out time for me.
Do you ever nap?
Visiting a lot.
I think George naps every day.
Yeah, George naps every day after the show.
I do not nap.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, man.
I can't nap. Nap just feels, somehow that's a sin.
What time do you go to bed?
Because the whole world's going, you know, and everybody's up.
What time do you go to bed during the week?
Probably around, I would say, 2.
So you get like 2 hours of sleep and then 3 hours of sleep?
2.5. 3. Sometimes I'll go to bed at, 1, something like that.
That is...
He's gonna have to check into a hospital for exhaustion.
You will. You'll be that guy at 50.
Where do you think I just came from?
That in the paper it'll have this big article, maybe written by you.
Right.
About checking yourself in.
Maybe it could be published in Quick.
Yeah.
Oh man, God rest its soul. Poor little Quick. No one knows what Quick is anymore.
It's where every article was under 8 words.
Yeah. It was like...
Boom!
I had a column that was 5 words long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like the...
Party balls now, tonight.
It was like the aborted fetus of USA Today.
Amen.
God, Gordon was awesome today. Party balls
had religious
now tonight,
overtones.
Yeah, he's so Christian. But he parties, too.
All right. You want to do like a... We ought to do like an ask if anybody has relationship advice they want.
No, they already did that.
We already did that. It failed.
They did that.
Totally failed.
I thought it went really well.
They didn't spend enough time with Pat.
Yeah.
The pajamaed P1.
Wow, look at him. Brought his own chair, too.
Yeah.
Let me see your hair, man.
He's got it figured out.
He's got his hair in a bun.
Can you take it out of your bun?
He's got a man bun.
You know what? He needs to become best friends with Fahey today. They need to hang out together.
That's awesome hair, man.
Yeah, man.
Is it?
He looks like a young dude.
Yeah, you do. Boy, he is. You're Jeff Bridges in the Big Lebowski.
And he's got a Miley Cyrus t-shirt.
She's
is that
hot.
Right?
Let me tell you something, man.
I know.
No, she's not.
Dude.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, are you serious?
I love her.
She's terrible.
We're on the same page.
I love
page
her
on
so
this.
Much that if she did come here and someone gave me free tickets on the front row, I would go. that's how much I love her.
There's some girl that I say is hot that you guys are just so disgusted by, and I can't remember who it is.
Pink? Are you the pink one?
That's George.
That's George. But I do like Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like two in it?
Shut up. Oh, my God. Look at your Robert De Niro angel heart fingernails.
Oh, my God. Is that
what are you doing?
Is that for finger picking? He's got nail polish.
No, those aren't nail polish. That's just acrylic. But when they when it goes so long, you know, it rubs up against stuff and it gets shiny, so I have to scratch off the shine.
Yeah, I bet so, homo.
Dude, those look like Lee press-on nails.
They do. And this woman who did them last time, you talk about confusing.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
You go into a nail salon.
No, I don't know.
You overcome the language barrier and you say, yeah, I want to get just three nails done. And that confuses them entirely.
You know, I speak their language.
You do?
That's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
It is.
You know, they don't usually look this shiny. You remember the
De Niro scene in Angel Heart when he's peeling the egg slowly with his giant fingernail? All your fingernails look like that.
That's
your problem.
These three.
You spend all night buffing your nails, and then you gnaw on your left
hand.
Just
running a Dremel over them, trying to get them polished just right.
Look at that. Looks like a Wolverine got after that hand, and this is, like, perfect.
Well, I told you, these three are... there's a purpose for those three, but I don't do any of those.
Those are ladyboy fingers.
Does that help when at night?
At night? What do you mean?
Yeah, when you're...
Is that what that's for?
What do you mean?
For when blood?
Digitally...
Perineum tickle? Looking on. Just going to get down there and do a little...
Just trace it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next...
Front to back, back
hints,
to front.
Hints from hell.
Do the alphabet on it.